Hello and welcome to this week's episode. It's actually episode 103. Let me just double check that because I always second guess myself because I'd never bloomin' look. I'm super excited because I believe that means next week. Where am I? 103, yes, I was right. Next week, that means I am officially 2 years old. The podcast will be officially 2 years old as of next week. So I'm hoping, fingers crossed, to have a very special guest on next week. And if I can't do it next week, I know I definitely have one for the following week. So watch this space. I'm super, super excited to just navigate in this different space where I'm going to start to interview some people, have a general chit chat on depending on what platform it is, if they're here or if they're away. And bring another layer of stuff, of expertise, of wisdom, of knowledge to this podcast. And this podcast is primarily for women. However, a lot of what I talk about does go across all humanity, basically. So I'm Donna, for those of you who don't know, if anybody's just tuning in, I'm a mindset coach. I am a dance teacher and a dance school owner. I'm a mum of two. And I am a woman who rebuilt herself from absolute rock bottom. And if you're listening, then I know one thing about you already, that you are ready for more. There's always a little bit more in there. You're ready to stop doubting yourself, to stop second guessing your every single move, and to start backing yourself like your life depends on it, because actually it does. Nobody is coming to save you. So this space is your weekly reminder that you don't need to have it all figured out, but you do need to start. And I'm here to walk with you, to hold your hand, to support you, to guide you, to give you wisdom, knowledge, and all that jazz. So let's get into it, shall we? So here's the truth bomb that nobody tells you about. And I do say this quite often, but you might be new to the podcast. You might not have listened to the last 102 episodes. So here's the truth bomb. Confidence is not the starting point. It is the result. You do not need to feel confidence, take action. You need to have courage. And courage is messy. It's maybe shaking hands. It's a racing heart. It's still saying, let's go, despite of that. So quite a lot of my content this week has been about this, like feel the fear and do it anyway. Like life is like a roller coaster. And backing yourself, like actually like giving yourself permission to be in your power and to be who you are. Because the women you look up to, they don't wait to feel ready. They move on anyway. And you can too. But we want to get practical. Like, how can we? You don't need to change your whole life overnight. You just need to make one brave move today. Just one. And that might be saying no without explaining yourself. It's a big one for us women. It might be speaking up in a room where you would usually shrink. It might be asking for help. If you don't know where to start, the best thing you can do is be around somebody who you are inspired by and who you inspire to be like. Stand in their space, walk their path, be in their environment, and that will massively catapult your transformation. So that one move, whatever it is, that is how belief is built. You don't need to be perfect. Taking messy action is better than taking no action at all. You just need momentum. That's not motivation, because motivation will come in waves. That's how you end up on it and off it, as they say with regards to a health and fitness journey. We're on it on a Monday, we're back off it on a Friday, we're back on it on a Monday, because momentum is not, motivation is not. Stay does not stay linear. It's not. It doesn't stay at the top all the time. It comes in peaks and troughs. So, if you've been stuck in a cycle of self-doubt, people-pleasing, or the quotation "I'm not ready yet," I want you to know this: you are the pattern breaker. Your story doesn't end in survival. It begins in power. You don't have to carry what your past has handed to you. You get to rewrite the script. You get to dictate what your story looks like, no matter what has went on in your life so far. Not tomorrow, not next month, not next week, today. Because as an adult, you have the power of decision, you have the power of choice, and you get to choose. So this is going to be a short and sweet episode, because I feel like going round about circles and saying the same thing over and over again is not going to be beneficial. But I do want you to recognize that you have so much power. And if you can step forward with one step and make that one brave action today, tomorrow, the next day, the next after that, you are going to build the most incredible amount of self-belief in yourself. You're going to build self-trust. You're going to build resilience. You're going to build inner strength and inner power. And you're going to be creating an evidence of a catalogue of evidence that is saying you can do these things. You can do things that are uncomfortable, that you can do things that are hard, that you can do things that once upon your time you couldn't do. But I will tell you now, if I was to go back and tell my former self 5, 10 years ago what I'm doing now, they would never believe it. But that didn't happen overnight. It's happened over years, years of stepping in and stepping in and stepping in. So if this episode hit home, if you felt a little fire in your belly, or if you lump in your throat, that's a sign. We are not here to play it safe. We are here to lead. And you are here to lead yourself. So if you're ready, I would love to hear from you. If this episode hit home, or any episode hit home, I would love to hear from you. Message me on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, or I believe you can message on here. Message me the word ready and I'll send you the next steps to go deeper. Share this episode to a woman or a man who needs reminding that courage comes first. This is your time. You don't need to be unsure. You don't need to be stuck. You get to be unstoppable, but you need to choose it. Anyway, I hope this served you well. Have a marvelous, marvelous, marvelous day, whatever you're up to. And I will speak to you soon for my 104th episode, quote, 2 years. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Here we go. Have a fabulous, fabulous day. And like I said, if this resonates, please, please, please do reach out. I would love to work with you. Actually, I have 2 one-to-one spots available now, which is unheard of. And I have my retreat is going live next week. And I can do some speaking, workshops, seminars, webinars, inside communities, coaching programs, businesses, schools, sports places, you name it, you name it. We can get this message out to the world. Let's spread it, spread it, spread it far and wide. Have a marvelous, marvelous day, and I will speak to you soon. Bye bye.